Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, we're going to be taking a look at all those notes you guys sent in about local marketing.
Yeah, always a hot topic.
It really is. Yeah. Especially this whole debate between business listings and social media.
Yeah.
You know, which one deserves more of our time and energy? Which one's going to actually, like, bring in those customers?
Right. And I think, you know, that's what makes this deep dive so interesting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's try to, like, lay it all out, right? Yeah. In one corner, you've got those essential business listings. I'm talking about your Google business profile, Yelp page, all that jazz. Mm-hmm. And then in the other corner, the social media giants, right? Facebook, Instagram, all those. So how do we even start to, like, compare these two?
I think, you know, it's less about saying one is better than the other and more about understanding they each serve different purposes. It really comes down to what you're trying to achieve as a business, who you're trying to reach. Even the type of business you run matters a lot.
Okay, so like not a one-size-fits-all approach.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to tailor your strategy.
Got it. So let's get down to brass tacks. I'm looking at one of these articles here, and it talks about immediate conversions.
Right.
Like getting customers in the door right now. They're saying listings are really where it's at for that.
Oh, for sure. If someone's searching Italian food near me at 7 p.m. on a Friday,
they're hungry.
Exactly. They're not browsing. They're ready to eat. And a strong Google business profile, well, that can be the difference between them choosing your restaurant or your competitor down the street.
So basically, like being that digital storefront, you're right there when they need you.
Exactly. It's all about convenience. Think one-click directions, calls, online booking. The easier you make it for them to take action, the better.
Makes sense. Okay, so listings are the MVP for those urgent needs. But what about the longer game? This article talks about building your brand.
Yes. And that's where social media shines.
Okay, I'm seeing an example here. A salon showcasing, like, before and after photos on Instagram.
Perfect example. It's not about the hard sell there. It's about building that connection, that trust over time. People start to see you as the expert.
Okay, so less about the instant sale, more about like nurturing that relationship.
Exactly. It's where you tell your story, show your personality, build that community around your brand.
So it's like you're not just selling a haircut. You're selling like a whole experience, a vibe.
Exactly. You're selling confidence, transformation, the whole package.
Interesting. All right, so we've got listings for those I need it now moments, social media for the long game. Where do we go from here? What are we looking at next?
Well, I think we need to talk about how those two worlds actually like interact and support each other.
Okay,
yeah.
Because it's not like you pick one and forget the other, right?
Right. It's all about using them strategically together.
All right, so how do we do that? Let's dig into that.
I think this next article has some really interesting points about that. It talks about...
All right, so... We've kind of laid the groundwork, right? Listings for those immediate needs, social media for that brand building. But there's this whole other layer I keep seeing pop up in these articles.
You mean SEO?
Yeah. Like, how does all this tie back to search engines?
Search engines, they're like the gatekeepers to the internet. Understanding how they work is crucial for any business, really, especially local businesses.
Right, right. I mean, think about it. When someone searches, I don't know, like, best tacos near me.
Yeah.
Google wants to show them the best, most relevant results, right?
Exactly. And that's where listings and social media, they all sort of come together.
Okay, so how do they like actually factor into those search results?
Well, let's start with those listings, right? Search engines, they use those listings to like verify information about your business.
Okay, like your location, hours, all that.
Exactly. It's all about consistency. Remember that NAP thing we talked about before?
Refresh my memory.
Name, address, phone number. It needs to be consistent across all your listings, not just for customers, but for search engines too.
Oh, so Google's looking for that, huh?
Oh, yeah. When Google sees your business info consistently on your website, your Google business profile, other directories, it's like a signal, right? It says, hey, this business is legit.
Okay, so it's not just about helping customers find us. It's showing Google that we're like a real deal business.
Right. But there's more to it than just NAP. We got to think about keywords, you know?
Keywords?
Yeah, like what are people actually typing in when they're looking for a business like yours? Are those words showing up in your business descriptions, your online content?
Okay. So if I'm that taco place we were talking about, I need to make sure I'm not just saying restaurant, but also things like street tacos, authentic Mexican, maybe even vegetarian options to like capture those specific searches.
You got it. It's all about... making it clear to both search engines and D potential customers what you're all about. And you know what else plays a big role?
What's that?
Reviews.
Reviews. Oh man, those can be make or break.
Absolutely. Think about it. If you're trying a new place, wouldn't you check out the reviews first?
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Right, we all do. And search engines, they know that. Reviews are a huge ranking factor.
Oh, more good reviews, higher up on the search results, basically.
Exactly. And it's not just about getting those reviews, but also responding to them, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good and bad.
Exactly. It shows you're engaged, you care.
And hey, this is where social media comes in again, right?
Yeah.
You can use your platforms to, like, encourage those reviews, share the good ones.
Absolutely. It's all connected.
Okay, so we've got listings, reviews, all tying back to SEO. Is there anything else we're missing here?
Well, this article mentions something called schema markup.
Schema. What now?
I know, it sounds technical, but it's basically a way to structure your website's data so search engines can understand it better.
Okay, so like dumb it down for me a little.
So say you have a blog post about, I don't know, different types of coffee beans.
Mm.
Schema markup lets you tag specific info within that post, like the bean origins, the roasting process, even the tasting notes.
And that helps Google, like, display that information better.
Exactly. You're making it easier for Google to understand and showcase your content.
So it's like giving them a cheat sheet almost.
That's a great way to put it. But honestly, even if all this technical stuff seems overwhelming, remember, it's all about the big picture, right? A smooth, optimized online experience for your customer.
Right. Like easy to navigate website, engaging listings, a social media presence that reflects your brand.
Bingo. If you've got all that, the technical stuff will often kind of fall into place. But you know, while all this online stuff is crucial,
yeah,
there's this whole other aspect to local marketing we haven't even touched on yet.
Mm, like what?
Well, it's about moving beyond the digital realm, thinking outside the computer screen. You could say it's about.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued. Let's dive into that next. All right, so we've tackled listings, we've dug into reviews, even got a little technical with SEO. But this last article, it's got me thinking, you know. It's called Beyond Listings and Likes, The Future of Local Marketing. Like, what comes after all this?
It's a good question, right? And this article, it kind of hints that we're on the verge of a big shift. Listings and social media, they're still important, but they're becoming more like the foundation.
Okay, so we're building on top of that. What else is there?
Well, they talk about voice search. Like, more and more people are using Siri, Alexa, all those voice assistants to find things, even local businesses.
Oh, yeah. Like, instead of typing in best pizza near me,
yeah,
I might just ask my smart speaker.
Exactly. So for businesses, it means we got to think about how people talk, you know, use those natural conversational keywords.
So it's not just about keywords anymore. It's like understanding how people actually speak.
Right. And voice search is only getting smarter, right? So we got to make sure our information is clear, concise, straight to the point.
Makes sense. Nobody wants to listen to a whole website spiel when they just want to know if you're open till 10.
Exactly. And then there's this thing called hyperlocal targeting.
Hyperlocal.
Yeah, it's like taking that location targeting to a whole other level. It's not just about being near someone. It's about understanding the people in specific neighborhoods, their demographics, their interests, everything.
So like way more specific than just a 5-mile radius.
Right. Imagine being able to tailor your messages to people who, say, go to a certain gym or shop at a particular store.
Woo! That's a lot of data.
It is.
Yeah.
But with technology and all that data analysis, it's becoming more and more possible. The article's basically saying the future is all about personalization, creating those unique experiences for each customer.
So it's not just blasting out a general message anymore. It's about knowing your audience. Like, really well.
Yeah. And this goes beyond just ads, you know? It's about creating content that really speaks to the people in your community.
Like, if I'm that coffee shop, maybe I do blog posts about local events or host a, I don't know, a poetry slam or something.
Exactly. It's about being more than just a business. It's about being a part of the community.
I like that. It's like what that article said, right? Building relationships, not just transactions.
Exactly. Shifting that mindset. You're not just trying to make a sale. You're trying to build something real, something that lasts.
So you're that friendly face, the business that really cares.
And don't forget about collaborating with other local businesses, too.
Oh, yeah. Like team up for events, cross-promote each other.
Exactly. Strength in numbers, right? All this stuff. It's exciting, you know? It feels like local marketing is becoming less about gimmicks and more about genuine connection.
It really does. All right. So we've covered a lot today. Listings, SEO, voice search. even the future of it all.
We did, but I think the biggest takeaway is this. It's all about the people. Understanding them, connecting with them, building those lasting relationships.
And hey, as a local business, that's something you can start doing today.
Absolutely. Yeah. So for everyone listening, think about it. How can you create that exceptional experience for your customers? How can you be a part of your community?
That's a great question to leave everyone with. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Until next time.